All right, Mr. Lee. Now, before we roll the opener, let me ask you something. When was the last time a movie trailer stopped you in your tracks?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Like phone down, volume up, a real goosebumpy type of moment.
I couldn't tell you the last time that has happened. Why do you ask me that?
Well, because Pandora is calling us back. Yes, Pandora, that's what it's all about, Mr. Lee. Yeah, Pandora. And we're going to hear more about that when we get into Talking Flicks.
It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood. Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello, happy Thursday and welcome to Talking Flicks. This is where we talk all things movies, JT here and Grant Lee. And we did mention Pandora before. That's going to be really big. Now, this could very well be, something that changes how you look at the future of cinema, I reckon, because,
James Cameron's a brilliant guy, isn't he? To be able to do this in 3D is incredible.
He's had some of the highest grossing films ever. So he knows what he's doing, James Cameron. A very James Cameron looking type of talk and flicks today. We'll get to that soon. Before we do, though, how are you, Mr. Lee? How's your week been? Because I hear you've been very busy on the popcorn machine at the Forum 6 this week.
We've had all the school groups in this week, and I have to say the kids have been wonderful. All our schools have been so good, and I know Wagga and Orange have also had school groups in, and it's just been fantastic. I love seeing all the kids come in, and they're all so excited, and they get their popcorn. And
Do they throw popcorn at you? Because that'd be funny.
No, it wouldn't be.
What a shame.
Yeah, no.
Love you, fly on the wall there.
Kids.
You go and dob them in anyway. I'm going to tell your principal. Have you got your ticket? Where's the taser one? So on the show today, we will be talking about all the new movies. We're going to take a look as well at what's hot at the box office with our top fives. Mr. Lee steps into his best on the red carpet with some real news. We'll go around the screens. There's not much happening there this week, Mr. Lee. It's dead.
it's not much at all.
And what's opening next week on Boxing Day? That's going to be a big day for movies. Always is every single year. So lots coming up. Let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
And, of course, we're talking about Avatar, Fire and Ash. Now, this all started back in 2009 with Avatar, and I have to say it was incredible, wasn't it, all those years ago to see this on the big screen. It was real 3D, and you just went, wow. Then we had The Way of the Water, which was in 2022, and now we've got Avatar 3. There's another two more Avatars coming. Did you know that, JT?
Two more. Wow. What's the time frame on those two?
Well, we're looking at Avatar 4, I'm going to say around 2029 and 2031. Cool. That's a bit scary, isn't it? We're talking 2031 already.
Jeez. And to think about how, the CGI, the graphics already is incredible. To think about how good it's going to be by 2031.
It's going to be insane. And we'll feel like we're actually in there.
Yeah, we will. Are you putting the glasses on? Got the glasses ready to go for when this drops today? Yep. Okay. That's good. Yes. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. Okay, Avatar, Fire and Ash. Let's have a listen.
The strength of the ancestors is here.
Thank you. live like this, baby. In hate.
If there is something you can do, then you must do it. The children! No, 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 Spider. And we will find another way. Your goddess has no dominion here.
Now, obviously, you couldn't see the graphics, but it sounds like the soundtrack on this. That's another thing James Cameron masters in everything he does as well. Yep. The soundtrack to all of his movies, it's just amazing.
It's epic, isn't it? It's epic.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Hollywood blockbuster, epic. Yeah.
Yep. And the other thing he always seems to get right too is for every movie, he gets the right person for the movie. Mm-hmm. Sam Worthington, Zoe Zendaya, Kate Winslet, who he's worked with before in Titanic, which was another massive hit. Sigourney Weaver. You know, he really nails the right people to the right role. And I have to say, James Cameron, I've actually got some news in the real news coming up. I want to talk about him because he's an incredible man.
Mr. Lee has a scoop. We're going to have to wait until he puts his suit on to present real news a little bit later on. That will be his birthday suit. Movie screening this week, Mr. Lee. Well, it's a nice list as school holidays get started. Of course, happening that's tomorrow afternoon. School is officially out for the public schools. Some of the privates are already on holidays. But, going to be a big holiday season. And what movies can the kids go and see?
We've got Dead of Winter, Ella McKay, Eternity, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, Nuremberg, The Running Man, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Wicked for Good, Zootopia 2, and we've got special advanced screenings of SpongeBob movie, The Search of SquarePants, this weekend. Officially opens Boxing Day. So if you want to catch it before Boxing Day, this weekend is the place. So check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
It's just going too well today, Mr. Lee. I'm waiting for something fall over.
I don't know.
No, we can't afford any more bloopers, so that's the reason why it's going so well. Okay, let's do some top fives. Mr. Lee, you get to do the USA. How lucky for you.
Yeah, well, let's head over there. Number five is Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Number four is Miranda. Is that how you say it? I can't remember now.
Yeah, this is what happens when you come to rehearsals. You start to nail the Bollywood films. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Miranda we're looking at. With Silent D.
Thank you. Thank you. Number three is Wicked for Good. Number two is Five Nights at Freddy's 2. And number one for the USA, Zootopia 2.
Again.
No surprises.
Yeah, must be massive. All right, let's do the top five for Oz. Nuremberg at number five. Miranda at number four. Number three is Wicked for Good. Number two is Five Nights at Freddy's 2, if you're looking for a good horror film. And number one for the Aussie. Number one for Australia.
Wait 2 seconds.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, number one. It's Zootopia 2.
It's definitely going into the blooper reel.
Wow. I was going so well. But that's, you put me off, Mr. Lee.
I did.
I want to talk about...
I was pulling faces at you at the time, so I do apologise. Do apologise.
I tried to block it out, but they were pretty bad faces. So Zootopia 2. Now, this film is going off. Could it be one of the biggest of the year? That's what I'm starting to predict.
It'll be very interesting to see if it is. It'll be, it'll be up there, I think.
All right, are you ready for your real news?
I'm waiting, and that's why I paused dramatically.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
This will be good.
And I did notice that you cut me off there too. But anyway, so you were talking about Zootopia 2. It actually now has overtaken Lilo and Stitch, and it has become 25's highest grossing movie with a $1.13 billion. But in saying that, is it the number one movie for the year so far? You'll have to wait till next week to find out, because there could maybe something else or may not be. So,
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly do not know this year. Last year, you could kind of predict it, and I actually predicted the top five. But this year, next week's going to be very interesting, I've got to say, as we start to peel back the curtains to find out, you know, which movie is number one. So we'll find out next week. That's going to be big. I mean, are you presenting that next week? Is that your gig, or are we both presenting it? What are we going to do?
I think we're both going to do it, aren't we?
That's good fun. Yeah, we can both do it. That's fine. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, as long as I announce the number one, I'll be happy.
Oh, we can make that happen, Mr. Lee. I wouldn't take that off you. Vin Diesel, what's Vin been up to?
Well, he's been in talks with Ronaldo to see if he will actually star in Fast and Furious movie that they're going to do, which will be coming out in a few years' time. But he's actually wants Ronaldo to be in a movie of Fast and Furious.
Soccer star.
He doesn't know what part yet, but what part could he play?
What do you pay one of the most highest paid soccer players in the world? What's it worth? He doesn't need any more money, surely. So I don't know. But maybe the chance to be in a film might be. Like you look at you and I, for example, right? We've been trying to get in a film for about 15 years.
How long? Yes.
Yeah, we would do anything. We would run the coffee, right? Yep. To be involved in a film. You know, and he gets a call up.
We'd be happy in the background on the coffee shop.
That's
what we would be happy in the just background drinking coffee. And then we go, oops, sorry, take two.
You know, they don't have good talent when they see it, okay? That's the way I look at it. Okay. Well, interesting to see whether or not Cristiano Ronaldo gets a call up. James Cameron, we mentioned him before now. This is news on the movie he's currently done, and also the money he's made when it comes to his films.
Yeah. Well, before Avatar Fire and Ash is released worldwide, Forbes has reported that he is already a billionaire.
What?
That is insane, isn't it? Because of all his movies that he's had so many greatest movies. You know, Avatar Way of the Water, it took $2.3 billion. He had the highest in grossing movie all time with Avatar, which was $2.9 billion. Remember when Titanic was number one there for a while?
Yep.
He has made so many great movies, and I think that's why people give him money to go make a movie, because they know it's going to be good.
It is.
And they'll make money. And that's why I think he is a billionaire.
Yeah, so he's joining George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, and Tyler Perry, part of the Billionaire Club when it comes to directors. So he's on the way up, James Cameron.
He certainly is. Good on him. Yeah. Sorry, that's my real news for this week.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, this is going to be good, because what's happening around the screens, Mr. Lee? You got this segment, and I'm seeing a lot of blank paper here.
Yeah, look, we don't have anything, because it's almost the end of the year, and so we don't really have much happening from now until the new year. So around the screens, I'm so sorry, there's just not much.
What a poor excuse. I mean, you know what? This is the reason why, you know why there's nothing going on? Because you take 70 holidays a year, right? And you're at work like, I don't know, 3 hours a month or something like that, right? Work harder, Mr. Lee. Harder, okay?
I will. I'll try.
That's okay. Well, we are heading towards Christmas, and I reckon that 2026 is going to be huge. So we'll give Mr. Lee a week off
Okay. Thank you.
But
because I do have some news, but yep. I don't want to bring it up until January, what's happening with the National Theatre Live, what's happening up there. So the National you will have Live. To wait until January to find that out.
Yes, the theatre that's not actually live. You know, I've got to be in my bonnet about that, Mr. Lee. We talk about this every week. Okay, let's talk about what's opening next week. You into anacondas?
Yeah. Look, no, I'm not. No. I don't like snakes. Can I tell you? I don't like snakes. Snakes freak me out. My wife actually made me touch a snake one day. It was in a petting zoo, so it was safe. And she said, just touch it. I went, I don't want to. Anyway, I did. And, yes, it wasn't slimy. I get that. But I still don't like snakes. Snakes scare me.
Miss Lee, you should not be touching snakes. It's highly inappropriate. Okay?
Yes,
okay?
Correct.
Unless your wife tells you to do so, and then in which case you touch the snake, okay? but Paul Rudd's in this one, Jack Black.
Yes.
And this is a comedy, by the way, so don't get this confused with the Anaconda action thriller horror-type movies that have been released. No, there's a real comedy element to this one.
Yeah, there is. And it is kind of the making of Anaconda. So, you know, they're traveling into the Amazon to start filming all this and things happen and go wrong. And it is, as you said, it's a bit of a comedy. It has to be with Jack Black and Paul Rudd. You know, it's going to be fun. But there is, I will tell you, some violence and coarse language in it as well. So that will be opening Boxing Day. Also, another one's opening Boxing Day is The Housemaid. Now, this is actually a thriller, and it stars Sydney Sweeney, Amanda Seyfried, and Ellen Tamaki, and it's all about a housemaid that goes into a couple's house, and then the housemaid actually becomes infatuated with the wife. Oh. It is from a book, I've been told, it's a thriller.
I like these kinds of movies. These movies are good. And now it's our Boxing Day. I'm there. Boxing Day. I reckon perhaps the biggest movie Boxing Day is actually one for the whole family is SpongeBob, because it's one of the biggest kids franchises in the world. SpongeBob SquarePants, that catchy song. He lives in a... lives in a... Is it House on the Sea? I don't know.
Yeah, House in the Sea.
Yeah.
The Crab House in the Sea or something. I don't know.
We're awful.
Listen to the song. As you said, SpongeBob the movie officially opens Boxing Day. It's the search for SquarePants, and it's when SpongeBob travels to the depths of the ocean, and he tries to find SquarePants, and he finds the ghost of the Flying Dutchman.
That was epic. You sold that.
It was.
You sold that like a pancake. I'm so excited. Mr. Lee. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Credit's due, my friend. All right.
Ooh, I like that.
That's good. I can see you in your do-rag on. Yeah. The lowered Camry, pulling up the lights.
Yes.
Oh, sexy. That's what you'd be saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you all the little flashing lights everywhere. Yeah.
You know what? The flashing lights are right. Yeah. That, Mr. Lee, is what I like to call a midlife crisis. Okay. So if you ever think about doing that, I know what's going on.
Yes, you do. You think, oh my God, he's lost it already.
Yeah. I think that's already happened. Sorry to say. Sometimes I do wonder. Anyway, Mr. Lee, we're getting out of here. We are back tomorrow, though, which is a great thing. So don't miss us too much, because we're back tomorrow morning with our Flickster. And tomorrow we are reviewing Ella McKay.
Yeah, which will be very interesting to hear our Talking Flicksters review on that movie. So
what's your intel? Are you hearing good things?
I'm going to say yes and no. I'm hearing some positives.
That's good.
Some positives.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, I look forward to that. So we will be joining you tomorrow morning. Make sure you hop on board and get your latest wrap in movies. Mr. Lee, it's time to go.
It is, and I have got my lunch in the microwave already, so I'm going to have a hot lunch.
Or listening to rap music. I know exactly what you're doing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I am.
Mr. Lee.
Okay, thanks heaps. Good to see you. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.